On the Rumble Revolution hotline is Ron from SportsOverload.com. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Rumble? Happy belated Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. Hope you guys had a good holiday.
It was all right. It was better than Tigers, needless to say.
That's true. That's probably true.
Yeah. Did your girl chase you with a golf club on Thanksgiving?
No, she didn't. She didn't. She was actually in Tennessee visiting family, so.
Or otherwise she would have? Is that what you're telling me?
Otherwise she might have. You know, yeah. Who knows? Who knows how things would have unfolded.
All right, let's talk a little. Boy, I sure wish that I had Drew Brees on my fantasy team after last night's performance. Actually, now that I think about it, I sure wish I had a fantasy team, period. But for those who do, and let's be honest, there are a lot of them out there, you got to be pleased with the way that guy's playing right now.
He's playing out of his mind. You know, when you consider 371 yards on just 23 attempts, that's just incredible to put up those kind of numbers. 18 of 23, 371 yards and 5 touchdowns with a perfect passer rating against the Bill Belichick defense. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, Pat, what went wrong there?
Yeah, Pat.
Talent, bro. Talent. Just don't have it this year.
Well, that's true. All right, who else should we not be worried about right now?
Well, I would say Brett Favre has been playing fantastic. He was a guy that coming in, you're like, he'll probably only throw 15, 20 times a game. They'll just hand off to Peterson. But no, they did 48 passes last week for 392 yards and 3 touchdowns. So Favre's chunking it. Another guy is Antonio Gates, 118 yards receiving, a couple touchdowns. He's probably the top tight end right now. Can you consider Owen Daniels? A couple other guys are injured. So Gates is the top tight end, so don't worry. Be happy with him.
All right. Anybody else?
Those are guys I would say that are on fire right now. You just not worry about.
All right, who should we not be forgetting about at this point in the season? Who should we be getting in the action?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's a product of injuries, but Justin Forsett, the running back at the Seattle Seahawks, 130 yards and 2 touchdowns in relief of Julius Jones. He's emerged as a guy that's been putting up big numbers the last few weeks, and he may still be available on your waiver wire. If you can, go get him. If he's on your bench, play him. Forsett's been a big-time guy. Had 25 fantasy points Sunday with 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, so he's been a big-time guy. And I give Vince Young a little love. If you need a quarterback, depending on your situation, Kurt Warner's dealing with concussions and different guys have been banged up. So Vince Young's the guy you can go out and get 387 yards passing with a touchdown. He also gets you rushing yards. So those are some guys that I would go out and look at. Another quarterback, if you really need one, maybe Alex Smith. He's been playing a little better lately, and he has good matchups against teams like Seattle and that and St. Louis in that weak division.
We don't call that better, Ron. We call that less terrible.
All right. That's what makes them fantasy interesting is quarterbacks sometimes work out better when they, you know, get down by 20 points and they start chunking it 50 times and rack up 300 yards, even though it's not a good quarterback. Like John Kitna when he played for the Lions and Mike Martha's the offensive coordinator 2 or 3 years ago, was fantasy gold, even though he was terrible.
Right. All right. Who do I need to be walking out? Who do I need to tell don't come around here ever again, you knucklehead? You're awful.
Well, a guy I would just get rid of would be TJ Houshmandzadeh. He hasn't really produced. He's had 50 yards total the last couple of weeks. So he really hasn't done much. Nate Burleson's taken over. John Carlson's been kind of the main guy up there in Seattle. So TJ Houshmandzadeh hasn't really done a whole lot. He's had 1 or 2 good games. Really hasn't done much. As far as guys to sit, you probably want to sit Michael Turner this week versus the Eagles. He's listed as questionable with a sprained ankle. May not even play. The Eagles have a really good run defense. I would sit Michael Turner. And also, the Falcons are just banged up in general. Matt Ryan's probably going to miss the game. Chris Redman's going to start. So it's not a good week to have any Falcons players.
All right. Why don't you get some notes from around the NBA?
Well, I was going to talk about a couple of teams that are pretty surprising so far. First off is the Milwaukee Bucks. Who would have ever saw that coming? They're currently fifth in the East. That's one of them being banged up. Their two best players for coming into the season were thought to be Michael Redd and Andrew Bogut. They hardly played. It's been Brandon Jennings putting up 22 points, 5.5 assists, a couple steals. And he's pretty much just been a one-man wrecking crew leading the Bucks to maybe the playoffs if they can keep it up and maybe get healthy and be even better than they are right now. So it'll be interesting to see how the Bucks play out.
Okay.
And the Oklahoma City Thunder right down there, right down the road, or up the road, I suppose. Kevin Durant's averaging 27 points a game. You know, the Thunder have done a really good job building the team. I've always praised them. They're one of the things that I talked about. I've done a great job. Their general manager, Sam Presti, I think is the best general manager in the league. He's really done a great job drafting. And they've spent no money, but they're, you know, gradually getting better and better with the young guys they've drafted because they've drafted so well.
Just like this show.
There you go.
About that. Anything from college basketball real quick?
Well, that's just a sore subject. We don't want to talk about those Razorbacks anymore, I tell you.
I'd rather not. Boy, we've beaten it to death the last couple of days.
Can the Thunder play a game over in Barnhill so we could draw a good old real crowd and relive the good old days, yeah.
Hey, it'd be nice. You know, the Thunder are actually selling out their games in Oklahoma City. They're doing a good job over there. I wasn't sure how that would work with an NBA team full-time in Oklahoma City. But, yeah, they have a great home court, and it'd be fun to watch them play. They've got a young team. They play fast. It'd be fun to watch them play. Kevin Durant certainly is a treat to watch.
Wow. Fine. You think he could trade some Razorback tickets for
Thunder tickets? Yeah, we work out an exchange rate. You know, all of my Razorback tickets for one Thunder game.
I like that. Well, for all the info you need, sportsoverload.com. Ron, appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Get these guys in. Sorry about the wait. Wyatt.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. I heard you say